Hey folks, it's been 6 months since we launched the King Dudes KDN Steak Seasoning, and the results are in. Homemakers, backyard grill masters, and even professional chefs can't get enough of KDN Steak Seasoning. My super special method of rubbing, freezing, then blackening steaks has caught on like a MAGA hat at a Trump rally. To order an 8-ounce bag or six today, go to MikeChurch.com/rub. And now through Independence Day, add a bag of my classic Beast and Butt Rub and save 10% on both. The King Dudes Acadiana Steak Seasoning is available exclusively at MikeChurch.com/rub.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, June the 22nd, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClureTables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Nebraska troops are heading south. New leadership in Iran, as reported to us by Magdalene Rose, and the White House does not answer the question. Nebraska will send state troopers to the U.S.-Mexico border to aid law enforcement after the governors of Arizona and Texas requested help from other states amid a surge of people crossing the border illegally, according to Governor Pete Ricketts. Ricketts, a Republican, appears to be the second governor to assist after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he would deploy troopers and other law enforcement officials from his state to the border. In other news, there is new leadership in Iran. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Iran has elected a new president. Ebrahim Raisi is a hardline judiciary chief and serious Western critic. He was declared the winner of the historically uncompetitive race in Iran. He will now become Iran's eighth president. Raisi's serious rivals were barred from the race. He won the election by 62% in the first round. Voter turnout hit a record low at 48.8%. Raisi has now stated that he will not meet with Biden, even if there was an agreement on both sides on the terms to revive the 2015 nuclear agreement. While Iran is not likely to be a major issue in the 2022 midterms, it is still necessary to stay informed of changes in Iran's leadership and the priorities of Iran's government, just as citizens of other countries are informed of them. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Finally, the White House yesterday would not comment specifically on regime leader Joe Biden and the reception of communion. When asked by a reporter at Monday's press briefing if Biden believes that a 15-week-old unborn baby is a human being, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki had this response.
Are you asking me if the president supports a woman's right to choose? He does.
The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments this fall on a pivotal abortion case on Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks. Our quote of the day comes from St. Augustine. We judge all things according to the divine truth. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a master of the art of friendship, particularly spiritual friendship. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoch Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoch.
Our saint of the day is Paulinus of Nola. Anyone who is praised in the letters of six or seven saints undoubtedly must be of extraordinary character. Such a person was Paulinus of Nola, correspondent and friends of St. Augustine, Jerome, Melodia, Martin, Gregory the Great, and Ambrose. Born in the year 354 near Bordeaux, he was a son of the Roman prefect of Gaul, who had extensive property in both Gaul and Italy. Paulinus became a distinguished lawyer, holding several public offices in the Roman Empire. With his Spanish wife, Teresia, he retired at an early age to a life of cultured leisure. The two were baptized by the same saintly bishop of Bordeaux and moved to Teresia's estate in Spain. After many childless years, they had a son who died a week after birth. This occasioned their beginning a great life of austerity and charity, giving away most of their Spanish property. Possibly as a result of this great example, Paulinus was rather unexpectedly ordained a priest at Christmas by the Bishop of Barcelona. He and his wife then moved to Nola, near Naples. He had a great love for St. Felix of Nola and spent much effort in promoting devotion to this saint. Paulinus gave away most of his remaining property to the consternation of his relatives and continued his work for the poor. Supporting a host of debtors, the homeless, and other needy people, he lived a monastic life in another part of his home. By popular demand, he was made Bishop of Nola and guided that diocese for 21 years. Paulinus' last years were saddened by the invasion of the Huns. Among his few writings is the earliest extant Christian wedding song. He died on June the 22nd in the year 431. Many of us are tempted to quote-unquote retire early in life after an initial burst of energy. Devotion to Christ and his work is waiting to be done all around us. Paulinus' life had scarcely begun when he thought it was over as he took his ease on that estate in Spain. Quote, man proposes, but God disposes. Sesame Street is embracing diversity. Earlier this year, two black characters were introduced who discussed racial differences, and now the show has welcomed two gay dads. Dave and his husband Frank made their appearance during last Thursday's episode, Family Day, which they took their daughter Mia to Sesame Street for the Family Day celebration. Although they did not discuss the nature of their relationship in depth, Frank did vaguely touch upon the subject while speaking to other families during the episode. He said, yes, there are all kinds of different families, but what makes us a family is that we love each other. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.